commentary on the messages of the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Husseini Khamenei.
Brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Mudarrisi, and we shall now examine more closely the message delivered by our leader, Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Husseini Khamenei, on the occasion of the 37th anniversary of the demise of the founder of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini, and the anniversary of Eid Ghadir. In another part of the message, Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Husseini Khamenei, drawing upon the statement of Imam Khomeini, the supreme leader, reiterates this elevated and distinguished statement by the late Imam. The Iranian nation today is superior to the people of the Hejaz in the era of the Prophet, and to the people of Kufa in the eras of Imam Ali and Imam Hussein, peace be upon them. This assertion, dear brothers and sisters, seeks to construct a form of identity making through historical narrative. This assertion positions the Iranian Muslim community as the highest level in the historical hierarchy of Muslim communities. It thus assigns the Iranian nation as a distinctive and exemplary place within the historical trajectory of Islam. The theory of the Iranian nation's renewed awakening is being mentioned here. The supreme leader describes the awakening and bi'tha of the Iranian people in these terms. The first awakening at the beginning of the Islamic Revolution during the movement and uprising led by Imam Khomeini, the late Imam's steel-like character and assured heart and tongue of Dhulfaqar-like brought millions of people onto the scene of history. His personal qualities and charismatic authority transformed a dispersed population into an active and mobilized revolutionary community. The second awakening is the transformation and renewed mobilization of the people under the leadership of the martyred Imam, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Husseini Khamenei, and following his martyrdom. Over the course of 4 decades of leadership, the martyred leader established a new benchmark for the people's awakening and betha, extending and renewing the revolutionary mobilization of Iranian society. And this is what our leader is trying to conceptualize. This kind of conceptualization reflects a non-exhaustive view of the revolution. This means this revolution is not going to end. It is an understanding of the Islamic Revolution as an ongoing historical process, as a non-exhaustive revolution rather than a completed event, and emphasizes the continuous renewal and revitalization of the revolutionary identity. This is what the leader is trying to make us understand in this part of the message. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done. You've done.